This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, man. Let's have a hard talk. This is from the Epoch Times today. Democrats' mail-in voting strategy outmaneuvered Republicans in every Pennsylvania county. Now, I'm not going to belabor the point that I've been making for a couple days, that we must, absolutely must develop a ballot harvesting policy. We do, wherever it's legal. Nothing illegal. Remember, you can't do anything illegal, especially with the Department of Justice fully weaponized against you. You always have to stay legal. But wherever it's legal, well, if you're a Democrat, you just do whatever you want, Chris, and you always get let off scot-free. But if it's legal, we must do this. But we also have to understand this. We are far behind the communists. They've been developing this science of ballot harvesting for a long time. And not only that, they'll always be better at it than us because A, they worship politics, and B, the areas where they're able to do it. You know where it's hard to ballot harvest? If you're in rural Iowa, it's very difficult to make it worth it to go knock on enough doors. How long does it take you in rural Iowa to knock on enough doors to collect 200 ballots? 200 ballots. How long does it take you? Chris said all day. Yeah, right, pal. Days it would take you to do that. Days. Now, let's say you're in Philadelphia. How long does it take you to walk down to Temple University and collect 200 ballots, right? 30 seconds. you show up on campus and hold up a sign. Hey, I'm here for your communist ballots. And all the little communist minions run out of their class and hand it to you. So we have to understand we can play this game and we should play this game. They're playing this game successfully in California. It's legal there. Republicans just simply decided to get in the game. Fine, let's ballot harvest. But always understand we will be behind on things, and some things will be permanently behind on. That's just kind of the way it goes. All right. Major super duty email roundup. Now, Chris, what's my number? Will you hold up the sign? Are you even keeping track? 6 of them? Oh, no. All right. Jesse, I heard the story about the ties to myocarditis, the vaccine. Pretty obvious the tie at this point that the vaccine causes a lot of unintended consequences. Doctors, especially designers of mRNA vaccines, warned about bad outcomes, and all those doctors were dismissed as quacks. Fast forward to today, the story of the left coming out about vaccine adverse side effects. Weird timing, right? I have a theory on this, and I thought this theory was very interesting. Vaccines were pushed for by Trump and developed under his administration. Remember when the Dems were saying in the 2020 campaign they didn't trust the Trump vaccine? They have been keeping this in their back pocket in case he tried to run again. Now that he's going to be announcing today, he obviously sent this yesterday, they're teasing the vaccine caused problems. I think they're going to weaponize the vaccine to put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, on Trump ever becoming president again. They will bring this up more and more news stories, and if Trump gets the nomination, they will say Trump ordered the scientists to push out a vaccine he knew would hurt people to get reelected, and I bet it sticks big time to Trump. The fact that the vaccine is always and will always be tied to Trump with Operation Warp Speed is a huge liability to Trump and will be used against him. One, I love you guys. I love that there are people out there who try to see the strings of the puppet show, right? Try to unpack what you're seeing and why you're seeing it. I love that there are so many of us. We don't just the newest thing that's fed to you by the right or the left. And, oh, okay, that's what we're going with today. I love that we think beyond that. I love that. I actually agree with your theory in part and disagree in part, and this is what I will say. We always have to remember that the forces we're up against are evil, really, really, really evil. But they're not brilliant. They're just not brilliant people. We're dealing with low-end people. Even the elite ones, they're not brilliant enough to pull this off. Here's how it worked for them. When COVID got here, Trump, yeah, 15 days to slow the spread. He screwed all that up. He did. He screwed it up bad. He gave the Democrats the keys they needed. And the second they got those keys, Democrats quickly figured out that they could use COVID-19 to smash what was going to get Trump reelected, Trump's economy. The economy was so booming under Trump that they needed that to stop. COVID was a great opportunity for that. And they also knew this. They could use every death and pin it on Trump. Remember, I've said before, if Hillary Clinton was president when COVID-19 hit here, we wouldn't have had a fraction of the lockdowns we did under Trump because they wouldn't have wanted to hurt the Clinton economy. So, yes, they used the COVID immediately to hurt Trump. Now, fast forward to the vaccine. Trump and the Republicans in Congress, I don't know why they always get a pass. Trump and the Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate, they pass Operation Warp Speed, one of the most disastrous pieces of legislation ever. It essentially gave the pharmaceutical companies a blank check with no liability to push something onto the market they hadn't even tested yet, which is amazing that did. But as you pointed out, Democrats, all of them, Joe Biden, Dome, all of them, they were all saying, well, it's garbage. I wouldn't take it. This is crap. This is crap. This is crap. Now, fast forward to Trump losing the election. And immediately everyone has to take it. Or you want grandma to die. In fact, you're fired if you won't take it. Immediately we get vaccine mandates and making everyone take the vaccine. And now it's coming out what people were saying early on. Hey, man, this thing can be really bad for you. And if this was any other kind of medication, it would have already been pulled off the market with this amount of side effects. It would have been. That's not even arguable. Any other medication would have been pulled off the market by now, but it hasn't been. Now, what you say is that was the plan all along. I can totally agree with you that the system definitely has the gall to flip now and pretend like it was all Trump's fault and everything bad that came from the vaccine was on Donald Trump. They do have the gall to pull that off. You can say, well, American people would never believe it. No, you would never believe it. Tons of American people would believe it if the media told them so. The only thing I'll disagree with you on is this. That was the plan all along. The communist lives to destroy. Remember, it's a religion of destruction and domination. Yes, he lives to destroy. But we always assign more intelligence to him than he has. He just destroys the 2 inches in front of his face at all times. at all times. Yeah, there are these Klaus Schwab types with these gigantic global plans to collapse capitalism so they can take over. I'm not denying that. But for the most part, the communist apparatchiks and the media and entertainment and education and medicine and all these other things, they just want to destroy the 2 inches in front of their face. So if Trump's president, I want to destroy the economy. Okay, Trump has a vaccine, I want to destroy the vaccine. Trump said this, I want to destroy that. Trump said this, I want to destroy that. Oh no, this might hurt Trump. Okay, I'll destroy that. That's how they operate. There are people out there who have thought broader. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, these truly evil people who have a plan to, frankly, commit genocide with all this climate change stuff. They do have a plan. They have thought about it. But for the most part, you're not dealing with the Bond movie villain, Klaus Schwab. You're just
not. We all have to work together. Corporations, of course, governments, civil society, to address the big issues in our world. Of course, if we look at all the challenges, we can speak about a multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process.
That's a human being with a plan. So I'm not going to act like none of them have a plan. That's a human being with a plan. He's coordinating corporations, linking them in with governments, and he has a plan of destruction in place. Let's not assign that level of thought to all the communists, especially when it came to Trump. They so poisoned the well of Trump in the minds of so much of this society that now there's just this, it's an automatic reflex. The second Trump likes it, it's evil. Trump likes it, it's evil. That's just how so many people think. Anyway, it's ugly. Let's focus on what's beautiful. You know what's beautiful? This business card right here that I had printed off that just has my face on it. What, Chris? I think, look, sometimes I just stare at it and I think, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Good for you, Jesse. Good for you. And I've decided, I've made a decision. It's a fateful decision, but I've made a decision. Anyone who ends up coming to Israel with me and Chris and Michael and the fam, remember, we're all going to Israel in July, July 17th to the 26th, the Jesse Kelly Show. We're all going. I thought about this for a while, and I've decided I'm going to hand these business cards out to everyone who comes. What, Chris? You don't think? Of course I will autograph it, Chris. My goodness, what an honor for someone to receive an autograph from someone like me. Look, if you want the honor of having one of these business cards and going to Israel too with us, you can do that. You have to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That's where you sign up. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. They are filling up very, very quickly. They're almost full. I have been given permission to finally tell you that there. I'm sorry. The country's only so big. Only so much we can do. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Or call 877-234-3002.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Oh, I should mention this. I almost forgot about this. Next week's Thanksgiving. I won't be here Thursday and Friday. If you have Thanksgiving Ask Dr. Jesse questions, those are welcome as well. As you know, around a holiday like this that centers on food, might want to talk to the menu whisperer, right? Remember, the menu whisperer is me. I'm the greatest orderer of food in the world. Jesse, why don't we start playing the game to get some Democrat in name only candidates to run? If it's blue area, get those candidates to run as Democrats. I've heard people on the right talk about this before, and I respect it that you're thinking about the tactics the communists use against us and how do we use it against them. Remember, we have rhinos, establishments, whatever you want to call it. We have them because they're either A, and or they're either A, corrupt, and or B, weak, low T. That's what these people are. They're lots of it is simple corruption. I mean, lots of it is campaign corruption, and it's not corruption in the sense of okay, Mitch McConnell has a gun control bill passed, and he's gonna get a secret meeting with some anti-gun groups, and they're gonna slip him an envelope with $100,000 under the table. That's not how that works. How it works in D.C., it's all out in the open legal corruption, and this is what I mean by that. If you're a senator, a loser rhino senator who doesn't believe in fighting for what you believe in or fight for what I believe in, you simply believe in being a senator. You believe in power. Well, you understand that you eventually have to go back to your home state and you have to pretend like you give a crap about the people. So you'll go give a couple speeches and you'll put on a probably a vest that looks like, hey, I'm about to go duck hunting, guys. Second Amendment. Yeah. Woohoo. But you don't believe any of that. That's not even what you consider to be your home anymore. Mitch McConnell doesn't consider Kentucky to be his home. Washington, D.C. is his home. And in Washington, D.C., because it's such a wealthy city, it's like New York and L.A. and Miami, these cities where there's just stupid amounts of money. I remember last time I was in Miami, I was with the wife, and we were looking around. We were in a rental car, and we were looking around. And I said, I can't believe how much money there is here. Everyone has a Lamborghini and a yacht, and it's just... It's amazing how much money there is in these super high money cities. Anyway, D.C. is this way, where you have these high society types, all these lobbying firms and millionaires and billionaires. And what do you get out of that? You get access to high society. Now, what's that mean, access to high society? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Here's a great example. A buddy of mine, he was super involved in, well, I'm not going to give away the state. He was super involved in one state's politics. And... as he was involved in it, he got to know a lieutenant governor of that state. Lieutenant governor of the state, grew up kind of in politics, one of those guys who was a political intern right out of college and then worked his way up and eventually ran for state house and whatever, and he was eventually lieutenant governor of that state. Now, he had other opportunities. He could have left and worked for this and left and worked for that, but he didn't. Why didn't he? Because as lieutenant governor of the state, he oversaw a lot of things in the state. And his wife, you know what she got? Totally legal. She got appointments on various boards, corporate boards. Now, what is a corporate board, you may ask? Sometimes, maybe they're running the show, but sometimes they just want someone with experience on the corporate board. And so you know what she did? She had four meetings a year, four corporate board meetings, all of them fully paid for, all expenses paid, first class. They were actually in Denver every year. This was not Colorado, it was not the state, but that's where, for some reason, where the corporate board meetings were. Five-star hotels, first-class tickets, the works. The board meetings lasted, I believe they were 4 days, maybe 5 days. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Four meetings a year, $250,000 a year. That's totally legal, totally on the up and up. That you want to talk about making a bunch of money for not doing anything? But that's corruption, isn't it? She didn't have the qualifications, really, for that. But, no, I mean, her husband's lieutenant governor, and he might help us out with a little bit of this and maybe a little bit of that. And the thing is, with our cultural system, the reason we have rhinos and not dinos is our cultural system, corporate America, all of it, every asset of the government, all of it, education, entertainment, all of it, they're all on their side. They're all Democrats. So you have to look, if you want the wife to get a sweet little corporate board gig, and you know, it goes way beyond wives, by the way. If you, hey, my daughter, hey, ring, ring, hey, Bob, my daughter is about to graduate MIT, not to brag. Anyway, she's out there looking for a job, something illegal. You wouldn't happen to have anything for her, right? And because you've been good to Bob and whatever his industry is, he says, oh, yeah, hang on one second. It'll just take me a minute. And soon, before you know it, while everyone else is graduating college and trying to put in resumes and trying to figure out how to make ends meet, and gosh, how am I going to do all this? She's walking into a $200,000-$300,000 a year corporate law job. Cushy. That's legal corruption out in the open. And that's why it only goes the rhino way. And some of them, many of them are just weak, scared cowards too. Yeah, that's also why I talk all the time about We have to vote with our money. Vote with your money. Vote with your money. You have to put your money where your morals are. You do. We have to stop funding so much of the evil system that is stacking the decks against us at all times. I rant about this all the time, but man, I'm telling you, one of the easiest ways to do this is your freaking cell phone company, man. If you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, you are funding the worst of the worst. You look at any filth out there in society, and these three companies are almost undoubtedly promoting it with your money. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch to PureTalk. Same great 5G service. You get to keep your morals. Your money gets to go where your morals are because PureTalk loves this country. CEO is a veteran, customer service, all Americans based in America. Oh, and did I mention your bill? My bill was cut in half. Half. Family of four, my bill was cut in half. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 minutes? Who doesn't have 10 minutes? You can keep your phone. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Oh, man, that pizza looks outstanding. Somebody's, what, Chris? They have TVs on in the studio, and sometimes it's these, oh, I'm so hungry.
Sometimes it's the, oh, it's Little Caesars. Little Caesars has a deep dish. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, wow. This changes everything. I might have to call the wife up and say, honey, I know you were going to make the shrimp fried rice with the Biloxi shrimp. Why don't we do something special tonight and get Little Caesars? No, I'm kidding. I'd rather have what, Chris? Well, it depends. It depends, Chris. Depends. That Little Caesars commercial, that was actually more of a Detroit style with the fried crust on the outside. It is freaking amazing, Chris. Deep dish is more like a Chicago filth where they just basically pour a bunch of cheese and spaghetti sauce onto a piece of crust and they cook it and it's just wretched. But we all know little yeah, it's lasagna. That's exactly right. We all know Little Caesars does high-end pizza. That's outstanding. You know what we'll do? Dude, we'll get Little Caesars pizzas for the studio tomorrow. They're only $8 for a large. Oh, yeah. Well, look, I don't have to. Look, I need to be clear. Everyone knows Chris isn't going to pay. Man, everyone's well aware Chris isn't going to pay. Jesse, I just stopped by the gas station to pick up some essentials on my way into work. My favorite jerky is now $8.20 for 2.2 ounces. That's $60 a pound, and it was four pieces. I won't buy it ever again. Knowing all this is avoidable is absolutely maddening. Dude, and to know this only gets worse from here, it really is going to be. Look, we're going to have to take care of each other, okay? I know you will. I'll do the best I can do. Your friends, family, neighbors, your community, in the coming times, just make sure we're all looking out for one another, because it is going to be hard to accept a lower standard of living. Have you ever had to do that in your life? I don't mean you started out low, but have you ever been okay and then all of a sudden you're not okay? I have been there, and it is hard. Hey, we should go out to, we had this sports bar we would always go out to in Tucson back when I watched football. The wife and I would go out to this sports bar because they had this chocolate chip cookie that they would make it in a pan. And then when it was super hot, they would pour ice cream or what, Chris? They put a scoop of ice cream on the top and the ice cream would start to melt down into the cookie. Anyway, it doesn't really matter the reasons we went, but we go to the sports bar. And that was kind of what we did when we first got married and eventually got to a place after the campaigns and everything where, hey, you want to go out to we'll stay in. Burger's on sale. Let's go down, get some burger, let's cook here in the house. And that's not that, by the way, those times were just as good or better than the times at the sports bar. But still, that sucks, right? When all of a sudden we can't do the things we used to do. Can't do it. And there's gonna be a lot of that in the coming days. I hate that. Dear Jesse, I love that you're on the air. You give us hope and perseverance to stand, keep it going. I hope we win both houses, so on and so forth. I think the elephant in the room is not many in the media are talking about except you. How do you think this could play out past the midterms? What she was talking about is the railroad strike, and I'm glad you asked the question because I have this in my hands. A third railroad union, this is from today, a third railroad union rejects proposed contract, further raising the odds of a strike. We talked about this a bunch of times before. The problem with getting your economy to the point where interest rates are high and inflation is high and everything's kind of tight, the problem with that is you don't allow yourself any wiggle room to have something bad happen that you can't control. It's like, look, we were just talking about personal money. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you're there now. You ever get to the place where you've spent so much of your personal money that now you can't afford to go have that little rattle in your car checked out because there isn't $600 to fix it? You know, it's one thing. Oh, there's a rattle in my car. It's okay, honey. I think we've got $5,000 in our savings. Let's go make sure we get the car fixed. A couple of things go wrong. That $5,000's gone. Now that rattle sounds a lot louder, doesn't it? Now you're thinking to yourself, dude, if this car breaks down, I'm not going to go to work. Dude, I've been there, actually. I used the number 600. I had to spend the last $600 I had to fix my car one time. And that is, well, that's hard. You have to empty your savings account. Take it all. That sucks. Anyway, that's where we are at. We're at as a country right now. We have all these stresses and strains on the economy between Biden attacking the oil and gas industry and inflation and interest rates. And there's all these stresses and strains. We haven't given ourselves any cushion. There's no cushion left if we run out of diesel fuel or if the railroads happen to stop moving. That is, that's not good for an economy. And like I said, we have to take care of each other. We'll talk about the problems. We're going to make sure we laugh. I mean, after all, that's what Maria Salazar
would want. Freedom is not free.
It's not free. All right, it's not free. We're going to laugh, but we have to make sure we care for each other. And let's also do keep in mind, we have an obligation to care for unborn babies and born babies. We do. As we are commanded to take care of widows and orphans. We are supposed to care for these people. I had somebody say to me, hey, Jesse, Republicans should never run on abortion or they shouldn't be pro-life because it costs us election results. Look, you can think about that any way you want. Maybe you shouldn't campaign on it, but do you honestly think you're going to get me to change my mind about the life of a baby because of an election? That's a baby. That's a child. That's a life. That is a unique, God-breathed life. That human being has a plan, has a purpose on this planet. We should protect it. I love preborn because they protect them. They are going on offense, trying to find these women before they make a decision that they'll regret and simply give them a free ultrasound. That's it. I shouldn't say simply because that's not true. She hears the ultrasound. Once you hear the heartbeat, immediately, there's something clicks. They actually say hearing it is more important than seeing it. Once she hears that heartbeat, that's alive. It's a mother's instinct, no matter what. They overwhelmingly choose life in that situation. But preborn doesn't just drop them like a hot potato. Oh, good, you're going to have it. Have a good one. Whatever she needs, up to 2 years of care. If she needs spousal abuse protection, they give it. Diapers, formula, whatever. Drug addiction, there's a lot of that in there. They get it. Preborn comes alongside these women who are about to make a fateful decision and help. They ask us to help too. You know this already. $28 gives that woman an ultrasound. $28 gives it to her for free. If you're a business or maybe you've been doing well this year, maybe you had a good year when people had a down year, good for you. No judgment here. And you're looking for a new way to give back. They accept donations of any size, and they're all tax deductible. Okay, keep that in mind. Tax deductible. You want to give 20 grand, give 20 grand. 50, give 50. Give 100. You want to give $5, give $5. Whatever you can do, but we should care for these babies, no? Dial #250 and say baby, or you can go to preborn.com/Jesse, okay? preborn.com/Jesse. Dear receding hairline oracle. You know what? That's not nice. That's not nice. What does the DC stand for after your name and Twitter? I've always wondered, but it could be initials for deleterious consequences. Anyway, I love the show and my hot chick girlfriend named Carly, or my hot chick named girlfriend named Carly. Every Carly's hot, Chris. It's universal. And I listen every day. Say my name so I get some bonus points with Carly. His name is Wade. The DC handle in my Twitter name and my Instagram name, it says Jesse Kelly DC on both of them. It's because I didn't start either of those accounts. Well, I didn't start the Twitter account. That was started when I started running for office. My campaign team started it. And I guess Jesse Kelly was already taken. So they just threw DC on there like, we're sending Jesse to DC. Whoops. That didn't work out very well. Hey, we tried. Look, we tried. But that's what it stands for, Washington, DC, even though I didn't live there at the time and I don't live there now. So look, that's the whole story behind it. It wasn't me. Chris, you know what it was? My people. You see, have your people call my people if you have a problem with it, Chris. Dear J. Steele Kelly III, my fiance and I are about to go to Hawaii for our honeymoon. I want to read some history books. Do you have any recommendations? Also, rank the various forms of cooked potatoes. I have no history books of Hawaii whatsoever, so I'm no help at all there, although you really need to get down to Pearl Harbor. As far as potatoes go, let me just be clear about this. Baked potato and mashed potato rank near the bottom of the list. The greatest potatoes are things like tots, seasoned curlies, things like that. And, of course, hash browns, which Chris's people call latkes and then took credit for it like they invented it. It's ridiculous. And it is the same thing, Chris. Anyway, we're almost done. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let me tell you something. It's the final segment, but we're going to be back tomorrow better than ever, all right? Better than ever. If you want to email the show, you can, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and wishing you all a very heartfelt from us to you. Let's go back to this real quick here.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all.
I really hope I'm wrong about the GOP working with these guys for amnesty. All right, I got to get to 10 of them. Let's go. Dear Oracle, I was talking with a Mexican neighbor of mine about why there are no Thanksgiving movies. She said, well, there's a social aspect that white people took the land from Native Americans. I said, every land is conquered land, like Spain did to Mexico. It hit her square between the eyes. She kind of stuttered and replied, well, that's different. Ha 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 ha. Thank you for the ammo to have these discussions. Skip my name on this one. 100% true. It's 100% true. It's 1,000% true. Every land is conquered land. America was conquered. Mexico was conquered. The Native American tribes were conquering each other. Conquest is the history of man. Jesse, when they say you want to reduce carbon, they mean you. You are the carbon. That is correct. Always remember, the destruction is intentional. Jesse, last week you mentioned 30% of Green Berets would turn on American citizens. Can you tell me where that came from? That's a shocking bit of info. That came from a buddy of mine who is well wired in to that community. The point was how high the communist rod is going, and what he said was 30%. That's the number a special forces guy told him. If they were told to attack Americans, they would. Remember, the communist's plan has always been to use the military against you. He doesn't look at the military as a patriotic force to fight for America. He doesn't care about America. He looks at a bunch of guns and bombs and knives and killers who are able to destroy his political opponents. By the way, I'm going to pause on this for a brief moment. I want to read this one. Dear handsome sir, I love that email. I've been taking the Women's Vitality Stack from Chalk for 6 weeks now, and I hate it. The subject line of this, by the way, is called Chalk is Stupid. I've been taking the Women's Vitality Stack for 6 weeks now, and I hate it. After a hike in the hills of Montana, I loved nothing more than grabbing my dog and taking a nap by the wood stove. Now, I'm all stinking wide awake and wanting to be productive. How stupid is that? And I don't even get the shakes and sweats after the pre-workout to let me know I'm all energetic. Seriously, this stuff is great. Thanks for recommending Chalk. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Ladies, Women's Vitality Stack from Chalk. The difference in how you'll feel with natural, remember, not chemicals, not medicine, natural herbal supplements. The difference in how you'll feel. Give it 90 days. You'll be amazed. Fellas, Male Vitality Stack. We got to be strong, feel good, focused. Male Vitality Stack. We owe it to ourselves to be better and healthier and ready to roll. Go to chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. You got to get the subscription. By the way, those are smarter to get anyway. Otherwise, you'll forget to order the new stuff like I do every time. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, how am I doing on the time? How many, Chris? How many? 14? Oh, I'm 15. Oh, I'm good. Jesse, I'm a new listener. My pastor turned me on to you. I'm still working through the stages of grief of having my weekly Sunday soup after your anti-soup tirade. I'm trying to make sense of the world, and you're not helping. There's no point to soup. Okay, get a glass of water or eat something solid. Chili doesn't count as soup, Chris. It doesn't count as soup. And stop putting beans in your chili like savages. Jesse, can you discuss your thoughts on implementing term limits for all elected officials, especially Congress? I'm one of the very few people who actually opposes this. Why? We have all the power in the world every 2 years to send these people home from office. If you don't like your elected representative, it's your people's fault. That's a hard pill to swallow. Nancy Pelosi sucks. Yep, the people in her district, those morons go out and vote for that woman every single time. Every single time. A law cannot change an uninterested people. If we are not interested to engage in politics, then the country is not salvageable anyway. That's just the bottom line. Plus, if you ran them out, the power wouldn't leave with them. It would just transfer to their chiefs of staff and their staffers who'd have all the power. El Sombrero, since it's accepted that truth that the 19th Amendment was a mistake, does it follow that women should not be involved in politics at all? While there's an occasional Iron Lady, it would seem that if giving the women a vote was a bad idea, having them run for office is just as bad. What say the Don? Well, buddy, I would suggest you don't say that to your wife. I'd also suggest to you there's no way to have women voting in a free society and have it remain a free society because this does not apply to every single woman, obviously. But look at every single election. 60% of women vote Democrat. 60% of men vote Republican. Those numbers are fairly consistent every single election. There's just a human nature portion of this to where you want more government. I want government to do something. Well, if you're always wanting government to do something, COVID's here, do something. This is here, do something. I have GOP senators and congressmen tell me all the time, Jesse, you're right about this, but I could never say that because I'd lose the women vote. Everyone's worried about the women vote, the women vote, the women vote. Well, women should vote better. What do you want me to tell you? Women should vote better or not at all. If you can't figure out what's best to keep a free country, stay at home. Oh, is that offensive? I don't care. It's true. I'm offensive. It's absolutely true. Godfather of Gab, with Thanksgiving coming up, it reminded me of the stupidity of having turkey every year. And your wise words, no one ever goes out to eat and orders turkey. With that being said, what's your ideal Thanksgiving spread? Yes, that is a little PSA. Maybe you're out there buying your turkey right now. Why are you buying something special for Thanksgiving that you don't order once throughout the rest of the year? Because my turkey's so good. If your turkey was good, you'd eat it on more than one, just one day a year. You know I'm right. Jesse, first off, I enjoyed that one. Secondly, I don't know what he's talking about. Regarding abortion, I've come to the conclusion that the right using so much energy and political capital to prevent its enemy from offing their offspring is strategically stupid. If we're in a war with the communists, why condemn our children and grandchildren to fight theirs? Slam and show, brother. I can hang with you 6 to 9 like I used to hang with Rush 12 to 3. Ah, man, I love that. Look, as much as we hate the communists, the babies aren't guilty. Still babies in there, all right? Jesse. Only one more? Oh, nice. Jesse, speaking of Robert Plant, remember, Chris didn't know who the lead singer of Led Zeppelin was. Who do you consider the all-time best rock and roll singer? Also, what's wrong with you, Chris? Thanks, I love the show. Oh, man, there are so many great all-timers. Robert Plant is definitely up there. James Hetfield from Metallica doesn't get enough love when you're talking about the great rock and roll singers. His voice, what, Michael? Jim Morrison. Morrison was great. I would argue probably a little too short-lived of a career. He had some bad habits that didn't end up working out for him. I'd say some bad habits. That's a tough one. If I had to pick the greatest lead singer of all time, I would probably pick me. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow to have more fun. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.